Hey, this is Jess.
And this is Sandra.
And this is Emily. Welcome to another special mini episode of Town Meeting. This week, we are going to be doing a game show. I will be hosting, and we are going to do two rounds. The first round of questions will be worth 1 point, and the second round of questions will be worth 2 points. And we'll see who knows more at the end, Jess or Sandra.
Oh, God. So much pressure.
So I went through and speed watched all of season one and just wrote down random things, random questions, some of which to me are super obvious, and others I think would be like, wait a minute, when did this happen? So round two will be harder questions. Round one should, I think, is fairly easy. But we have our own little buzzer thing going on. So I will ask the question. First person to buzz in gets to answer. If they answer right, they get a point. If they don't answer right, the other person can answer and they can get the point. And that's what we'll do. I have like 40-some questions for the first part. So we'll see how time goes. We might not do all of them.
Okay.
And then move on to the second part.
Good luck, Jess.
Yeah, good luck, Sandra.
Okay, ding, ding, ding. Question number one. What does Rory show Emily in Stars Hollow during the tour episode that causes Emily to freak out? Sandra.
The shed. The potting shed. It's my favorite episode.
Point to Sandra.
Yeah.
I knew it too.
Yes, Jess did. Jess did buzz in as well.
Honorary point.
Okay, question number two. What does Lorelai ask for / Rory offer to get for Lorelai from the restaurant during the anniversary dinner? So she asked the waiter. Ah, Jess.
A meatball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. I was like, I know this.
Took me a sec, but then I knew it.
Some of these might be worded weird. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. What is the name that Lorelai gives Rory's baby chick science project? Sandra?
Stella!
Stella! Okay, we're gonna do a bonus point on this one too. What does Rory call it?
Chick number 13 or something?
Oh, sorry. I had the first buzz. Was it like... Was it, like, subject 12?
It was case study 12.
Oh, okay.
It was case study 12.
Okay.
I remember a number.
Okay. Next question. What fancy bird is Michelle afraid of at the twins' wedding? Sandra?
Swans.
Yep.
Yes, swans.
Fancy bird.
Some of these, like, I feel like I have to throw a little bit in there because I'm like, this is weirdly specific to one episode. Maybe I should give it a little more. Okay, next question. What is Headmaster Charleston's first name?
I do know
Jess?
This.
Good. Jess?
I buzzed because I thought I knew it, but it's, okay, I don't have it. Sandra, do you have it?
Heston?
Nope. Hanlon.
Hanlon!
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
It was an H. Who's Heston?
I was thinking, like, Langston or something.
Wasn't the guy who was in the original Planet of the Apes movies, wasn't he, like, Charleston Heston or something?
Something like that.
Anyway. What TV show causes a fight about the perfect housewife? Sandra.
The Donna Reed Show.
Yep. Next question. What class does Rory destroy Paris's project in on her first day at Chilton? Sandra?
History?
Yep.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Because I remember the Roman? I don't know.
It had a real moat.
It was like a... Yeah.
I remember that much.
I don't know.
Okay. Next question. Turn it over. What is the name of the Independence Inn's fantastic harp player? Jess?
Drella.
Drella.
Drella and Stella.
Yes.
Next question. What concert does Tristan try to take Rory to? Sandra.
PJ Harvey.
Yep. What is Lane's first love interest that we meet this season?
Oh.
Sandra?
Okay. Henry Cho.
At the Chilton party.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say the random guy at the what's it called?
Concert.
No.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the hair guy.
No.
Yeah.
The doctor.
At the Chilton party.
At the, oh my god, I'm blanking so hard. The hayride is the technically, original, but original? Henry Cho.
That's my fault. I didn't read the whole question. I even had at the Chilton party.
No worries.
On the question.
All good.
Okay. Next question. Buzzers. Okay. Who does Lorelai visit with when Lane and Rory go to the Chilton party? Sandra?
Max?
Yeah.
Okay. I blanked so hard. I'm like, I don't know.
I'm going to give Jess a chance. I feel so bad.
No, you're fine.
To be fair, I've watched this season so many times in my life.
And I am also super not competitive. So this is really the perfect storm.
Wait, I'm waiting for you to maybe answer in, and you're not competitive either, so we're just like really nice people who are
just
like
two passive people playing some friendly trivia.
Do you know? Okay, you buzz in if you know the answer. Next question. This might be weird. What specific Dean characteristic does Kirk say should have tipped him off about Dean being a bad apple? Sandra?
His floppy hair?
Yeah.
It's
the floppy hair. I was thinking about the lemons, but I knew that was Lorelai, the way he handles lemons.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't ever remember that at all.
Okay, next question. I'm probably going to cut out myself saying okay so many times.
No, you're fine.
You're fine.
And you can also cut us out saying, no, you're fine.
What organization is Clara part of as a stepping stone to the Girl Scouts? Jess?
She's a brownie.
Yeah.
I thought a brownie was a Girl Scout.
So, it's
well,
like,
is
I
it from
my?
You're a brownie. So, first you're like a daisy, then you're a brownie, then you're a Girl Scout, and then there's like something beyond that.
Like a junior
afterwards. I did not get past whatever came after brownie for very long.
I was never
my mom
Girl
was
Scouts.
A troop leader, so yeah. I was that kid.
I just knew Clara said she wanted to be a Girl Scout and she was currently a brownie.
Yeah.
Whatever that meant. Okay, next. Where do Lorelai and Rory live when they first move to Stars Hollow? Jess.
The potting shed.
Yes. More specifically?
At the Independence Inn?
Well, yeah. I wanted some fun. Next question. What quote unquote sporting event does Rory take Chris to when he visits? Jess.
The saddest baseball game.
That's what I was going to say. The world's saddest baseball. Yeah. Softball.
Yeah. Where we see Kirk.
We see Kirk.
Okay.
It's raining. Luke wears great gray sweatpants.
Kirk makes bad jokes.
Yes.
And Chris is there. Yeah.
And Chris was and there.
That right there is all it needed. What position at the inn does Lorelai give Rune? Jess.
Handyman.
Yep.
It's not a good idea.
It's odd.
She saw him use a screwdriver once. What color does Lorelai paint Rory's toenails before her first day at Chilton? Sandra.
Red. Bad girl red.
Right? Bad girls wear red.
And then apparently Trix wears red too, but on her fingers.
Because Trix is a bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
She's a bad girl.
Okay, next question. What is the name of the Chilton newspaper? Sandra?
The Chilton newsletter.
Newspaper, newsletter? No.
Name. It's not just called that?
Nope.
There's a name to it?
Yep. And we hear it this season. I made sure.
It's it's not the Franklin, right?
It is.
Oh, it is the Franklin.
Oh, okay. You're talking about the newspaper. Yeah, the newspaper. Okay, gotcha, okay.
I was trying to think about the parent newsletter.
Yeah, so was I.
Did I say newsletter? Yeah. Did I type newsletter?
Well, I mean,
it might have just been me. Yeah. No, but yeah.
Newspaper.
The Franklin.
Franklin.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. Good.
I think that was me.
Okay. Next. What kind of car did Chris crash on his birthday in the past? Sandra.
Porsche.
Yep.
A Porsche? Porsche?
Porsche?
Porsche?
I've always been too poor to say anything other than Porsche.
Right.
Porsche.
I don't hang with the rich crowd. Okay. What town event is going on when Rory and Dean break up? Jess.
The Starlight Festival?
Ooh, the Firelight Festival.
Firelight Festival. It's about the stars, though, right?
Yep. Yeah. Founders Firelight Festival. Patty tells a story about following stars to each
Romeo
other
and Juliet
or something.
Kind of
yes.
Thing, yeah.
Okay. The real question is, was the fire to warm themselves or to throw themselves on?
I almost threw that question in there. I was like, that's weirdly specific. Next. What bands and band member posters does Emily put up in the bedroom she makes for Rory? Jess.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, and 98 Degrees. Or the Backside Boys, I should say.
I did not see Backstreet Boys in the, on the walls.
There's
there.
Backstreet
did I miss
Boys.
One? There is? Did I miss it? Okay, mm-hmm. I probably missed it then. There is one more.
There was another group?
There was another band member.
Oh, specifically the Justin poster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. You got the point for that one.
Woo!
Okay. What candy does Max surprise Lorelai and Rory with on the way to the town meeting? Jess.
Ring Pops.
Your face when you buzzed in, you're just like, clearly, this is what this is.
Well, and then I was unsure because I looked at Sandra's face.
I almost
and she
said, well, I was like, is it red wines? I completely forgot about the ring pops.
What item is missing every year at the Founders Firelight Festival during the breakup episode? Sandra.
Matches or like something to light up the bonfire.
Yep.
So unbelievable.
Some kind of fire device. Name the three actors that Jackson compares Christopher to.
Oh, boy.
Jess?
George Clooney. Brad yep. Pitt.
Uh-huh.
Who's that last one?
The guy who stars in...
I know his name.
That one movie with Claire Danes where he's a Shakespearean actor who plays women.
Leonardo DiCaprio, you mean?
No. Oh my gosh.
Starts with a B.
I have his face. I don't have it. Sandra, do you have it?
Billy Crudup? Crudup?
Crudup?
Yeah. Crudup?
Crudup? Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you both points on that one.
You don't have to give me a point. Give Jess the whole point.
No, you both get points. That was the difficult part. I had his face. I know his filmography.
We have acknowledged, by the way, that Chris looks like none of them, right?
None of them.
Yes.
None
oh of my them. God, no.
Closest, though, we said was George Clooney.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Where does Trix live?
I totally Sandra? Blanked.
London?
Yes.
I blanked for a good reason. Can I tell you guys briefly a George Clooney-related anecdote that is Gilmore-related?
Sure.
Yes, please.
So my boyfriend and I recently watched Intolerable Cruelty, which is a movie starring George Clooney and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And in the movie, Catherine Zeta-Jones is this kind of like, almost like a Black Widow kind of like social climber where she gets these rich husbands and then she gets all their money. One of her husbands is played by none other than Ed Herman. And he is obsessed with trains. He has a fetish for trains. And so we have two different sexually charged scenes where Richard Gilmore says "choo choo" sexually while women dance around him in underwear.
Oh my God.
Stop. And it came out while Gilmore Girls was airing.
I never want to see that ever in my life.
It was so okay. Startling.
I'm gonna black out this last two minutes.
It was so wild.
Oh my gosh!
Like it came out in 2003.
I knew it was an older. I hate to say 2003 being an older movie, but yeah, an older movie. Oh my god! 18 years.
Like in his underwear, dancing around.
No, we don't need more details.
Nope, we're done. Nope, blacking this out. Next question, pretending that never happened. How much is Trix going to put into the trust fund for Rory? Sandra.
$250,000.
Yep. Jess, I'm going to deduct a point for telling that story.
You lose 10 points, I'm sorry.
Okay. What was the name of Luke's dad's business? Sandra?
Williams Hardware Store.
Yeah.
The best hardware store.
I wasn't sure how hard that one would be because, like, you see the sign a whole lot, but,
like,
who pays attention to it?
That's where I was at.
Like, okay. Who's next. Luke's dad?
He's a dad? What town event does Lorelai volunteer to organize when she finds Rachel's jacket? Jess?
The town rummage sale.
Yeah.
To benefit the bridge.
Yep. Actually, I don't remember if it was to benefit the bridge. I'll take your word for it.
It was, because we were like, okay, but that bridge doesn't get fixed for like
no, it doesn't.
A long time.
Isn't that the same when they have the Metathon in season 7?
Yes.
Okay. Next. What story does Babette hint at when talking to Lorelai and wanting to make Rory feel better about the breakup? Sandra?
She got thrown out of a moving car once. God.
Yep. I still want to hear that story. Who does that
poor
to Babette? She's the sweetest doll one alive.
Babette.
Yikes.
She's so tiny. Okay.
She is.
Who is Rory's journalistic aspiration? Jess?
Is it Christiane Amanpour?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, Headmaster Franklin asks her.
Headmaster...
When she...
Charleston.
Yeah, I don't know. Headmaster Hanlon.
Hanlon.
Hamlet.
Hanlon asks her on her first day at Chilton.
Did you say Hamlet? Headmaster Hamlet?
Not a fat joke, is it?
No. It was like a bad word association. Hamlin. Or Hanlon. Hamlin. Hamlet.
Okay, next question. What kind of clock does Lorelai have that does not go off for Rory's first day at Chilton? Jess.
Is it a pink furry clock?
No.
Well, my answer was fuzzy, so...
The color. I would have taken furry, but the color was wrong.
Shoot.
Blue.
Yes.
Shot in the dark.
That is the blue fuzzy clock.
I remember fuzzy, but I didn't remember.
Okay, so I have no idea how many questions we've done, but we are like 20 minutes in, so this will be the last question of this round.
Sure.
Okay.
What is the name of Rory's stuffed chicken that Dean picks up the first time he visits? Jess?
Isn't it something terrible like Colonel Cluckers or something?
Yes.
Okay. Something that feels like something you maybe shouldn't say.
Okay. Put those ones away. As in, back into the mixing bowl. I shoved them all in.
So those were the easy ones, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know how this one's going to go. So, some of these, like, I don't think I would get them.
I'm excited for these.
Just asked randomly. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, so round two, these questions are worth 2 points. And some of them also have a bonus as well.
Okay.
So question number one, round two. What time does Rory wake Lorelai up in the morning after her and Dean break up? Jess?
6 in the morning.
Yep.
Okay.
2 points.
Woo!
6 a.m. Next question. What do Tristan and Paris do on their date? Sandra?
They go to dinner and they see a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I remember Spanish Inquisition. That's all I remember.
I saw Jess kind of buzz in there like, I can get this one.
Maybe I can get it.
What dessert does Rory make for Dean when she is house-sitting for Babette? Jess?
Jell-O?
That's part of it.
Is it like a Jell-O parfait?
I don't know what a parfait is. What else is in it?
It is, yeah.
It's like Jell-O and Cool Whip stacked together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Cool Whip and green Jell-O. She called it the Lime Fantasy Supreme.
I mean, well, I'll accept half points. I was halfway there.
No, you got there.
Okay.
You were right with parfait.
I just don't know cooking terms.
No worries.
That's not even cooking term. That's just, I don't know things. Okay. Yeah, this is kind of a specific question. Okay, so in the episode that Rory runs away to the Gilmore House, what organization is Emily president of that they are going to the event for? I will give a clue. The event is to save a rare pansy. Jess?
Is it the Horticultural Society?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was. Damn it.
I couldn't remember if it was like a national or like specific, but it was the Horticultural Society.
Yes.
Yeah.
Way to go. Okay.
I have a science next. Degree. That's my jam.
I know flowers and how to kill them.
Same.
In the pilot, how many cups of coffee has Lorelai already had when she gets to Luke's? Sandra?
5.
Yeah.
I know coffee, guys.
It's like, I don't know if that's a round 2 question or not, but it is weirdly specific.
Okay. I think it's fair.
In the pilot, what is the name of the sign on Kim's Antiques? Sandra?
The glass chimney.
Yep.
We discussed it, but I would not have been able to tell you that.
Well, it was so weird that I still remember.
So when Lorelai shows up at the Gilmore Mansion to ask for money for Chilton, what holiday does Emily say? Is it blank already when she opens the door? Jess?
Easter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Richard says Christmas.
I was going to say, bonus point if you know what one Richard said.
Christmas.
Yeah. So, point for Sandra, 2. 2 for Jess.
I'm sorry, I kind of stole that from Jess.
No, I knew it was one or the other. I'm glad that I got the correct one.
Once again, it goes down the black hole of, theoretically, Lorelai only shows up at holidays. So, like, what time of year is it that Emily is saying Easter?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fall.
Christmas would be the next one.
I think she's just being sarcastic as well.
Yeah. Okay, next question, which I think this one will be easy. What is the name of the kitten Babette gets after Cinnamon passes? Jess?
Apricot.
Yep.
Kitten of the week.
I totally forgot we had that as a kitten of the week. Maybe I should have put Cinnamon's name down instead of... okay. What are Christopher's parents' names? Sandra?
Strobe and Francine.
Yep.
Terrible.
The
people.
Worst.
Horrible. Also, yes. Should have been sorted into Azkaban.
Sorted straight into the prison. You don't even get to go to Hogwarts.
next question. Oh, okay. What popular 90s group band member is Rory hypothetically in love with when Lorelai gives her the I don't want you to be afraid to say I love you talk? Sandra?
Hanson.
Yep. Which Hanson?
Taylor?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
Nice.
I was like, oh crap, is this Zach? No, it's Taylor.
Buzzer, next question. What ulterior motive does Emily have for letting Rory out of Friday night dinner for her anniversary date? Sandra?
the worst date in the world, setting up Lorelai with dude whose name is...
He's no Kreskin. I know that much.
Douchebag McGee. I don't remember his name.
Is his name Derek?
He's kind of... No. That would be the valet, Darren? Right?
Something. He had like a very bland name, yeah.
No idea.
No idea.
That's how
my honestly have no
Paul?
Idea.
Is his name Paul?
Paul the first. Henry? No.
Too much name.
Because there were several Henrys, yeah. But I don't remember his name.
No idea. Every 2 years, Richard and Emily go to Europe. During what season? Jess.
They go to Paris in the fall? But later, yes. In French, Emily says they go in the spring.
They go every 2 years, though.
Every 2 years in the fall.
But they visit Trix every year, right?
I think
so. How does that work?
I mean, they must just be rich enough that they don't have to combine those trips into one trip, right?
Well, England's still in Europe, so...
Like... Richard even says flying first class to Europe is expensive.
Yeah.
So, like, how and they're, you would they're have not to do it at the coach. Same time. Yeah. Heaven forbid you mention coach.
Oh, boy.
Like, to their core offended. Okay, next question. What country is Madeline's mom obsessed with for the Chilton party? Sandra?
France. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. French sodas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What animal / type of porch decoration is Mick, not Kirk, looking for when trying to install DSL? Jess?
He's looking for a frog, but it's actually a turtle?
It's actually a toad.
A toad? Wait, no.
So he's looking for a turtle?
He's looking for a turtle?
He's looking for a frog, but it was actually hidden under a toad.
Oh, I thought it was a turtle.
Too. Maybe it was a turtle and I typed wrong and can't read my own handwriting. That's very possible.
I'm pretty sure it was a turtle.
The frog was the main point.
Yes. He was looking for a frog.
Turtle does sound right. Toad is weirdly specific. That's what happened. I typed frog and then confused myself.
I was saying, like, man, you'd have to be pretty good at amphibians to be like, of course this ceramic frog is not a toad.
What are Emily's requirements to loan money to Lorelai? There are two. Jess?
Friday night dinners and also a weekly phone call.
Yeah. I feel like the weekly phone call is only mentioned that one time.
Yeah.
That...
Yeah, not really. Although, Emily does call randomly.
So do you think when she calls the inn, does that count?
I don't think it would for her.
I mean, I can totally see Lorelai trying. Be like, Mom, we talked earlier today. We talked on Wednesday when you called.
Yeah. Huh.
And Emily being like, no, Lorelai, you need to call me.
Yeah. Not what I agree with. Okay. We will let this be the last question.
Okay.
I feel like this is kind of an easy one. But what nice thing does Jackson do on a date for Suki that causes her to control freak it out? Maybe not.
This easy question. Yes, of course.
What nice thing does Jackson do for Suki?
Yes. Lorelai goes to borrow Suki's car. They are at her house on a date, and Jackson is...
Jackson is cooking dinner.
Yep. And Suki is having a conniption fit over not being allowed in the kitchen.
Oh, I understand now. Okay,
I was thinking about the date with Rune, and I was like...
So
nice. The location of the date said she looked nice. None of these seemed like
I was like, Rune was there the entire time.
Okay.
Are we done?
We are done. I am counting up tallies. I was really...
Jess, you're going down.
No, it was actually really close.
Yeah.
So I think Sandra was ahead at the end of the first round. By probably like a good 10 points.
Yeah, she really was.
But we finished with Sandra winning with 34 points, but Jess had 31 points. So it was very close.
So that's really close. Solid comeback.
Yeah. It is.
You know what? We watch Gilmore Girls a lot.
Yeah. I feel like the listeners were probably like, man, Jess doesn't know anything. And that second round, they were like, wow, she really does know her stuff.
She's so smart.
I feel like the listeners are like, Sandra, did you just recently watch season one? And I'll be like, yikes, did I cheat? I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine.
I mean, Jess could have binged the entire first season again.
Yeah, I mean, Jess, there's nothing better to step it up. You know?
I've been watching a lot of Golden Girls. I'm watching Golden Girls for the first time.
Oh, the other GGs?
Yeah.
The OG GGs?
The OG GGs.
compared to the early 2000s GG of Gossip Girl?
Well, GG, so that would be like the latter.
And the recent GG now? Yes, the one that came after, and then came after again, because it just came out this year.
I can't follow those crazy kids anymore.
Okay, I can't either.
So, I know Gilmore Girls went, like, 2000 to 2007, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Gossip Girl premiered in 2007.
Okay.
Okay, so there's been a GG for a very long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be fair, when did Golden Girls end? Because that was,
I don't know,
way before 2000.
I feel like... No, I feel like it was in early 2000.
1985 to 1992 was the Golden Girls.
I'm wrong. Yeah. I'm very wrong.
I was like, that was in the 80s. That show started before.
It's also just like a very different vibe from both Gilmore Girls and Gossip Girl.
Yeah. Well, closer to Gilmore Girls than Gossip Girl, though. Although, sometimes not so much.
Like Gossip Girl. Yeah, Gossip Girl would be closer to Golden Girls.
Yeah, there's a lot of sex.
I was gonna say, honestly,
the Golden Girls are doing stuff.
And though in Golden Girls you don't see it,
you hear about it constantly.
You hear it about a lot.
Literally, Blanche opens her mouth and it's sex.
But Bea Arthur, man.
Yeah.
The world's best person.
Yeah.
They're all great. Estelle Getty, the whole crew. Betty White, I mean.
Yeah.
Thank you for being a friend.
Anyways, off of that tangent of GGs.
Yeah, so that was our game show episode. Sandra finishes it out by 3 points.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Jess, you did amazing, and I think you're great.
Thanks. If this was my elementary soccer game, we'd shake hands and say, good game. But you have good to do game, that to literally game. Everybody on the team. So you just say, good game, good game, good game, good game, good game, good game.
Emily, thank you for making this.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it was fun and kind of confusing because then, like, I'd be like, okay, well, I only need 5 questions an episode. And then I'm watching and just jotting things down. I'm like, I'm 10 questions in. I should probably just go to the next episode.
That's the problem with this show. It's so easy to get caught up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how long, like, anything would need to be either.
But guys, it's fall.
It is.
It's and you fall. Know what fall is. It means Gilmore Girls. Yeah.
This is the official Gilmore.
So, we have one more mini episode, but then we start season two, and I'm so excited.
It's going to be a good time.
So, we have a newcomer in season two.
Yes.
I wonder who they are.
Things will get confusing.
It is going to get even more confusing.
Things will be more confusing.
Well, thanks for tuning again for this mini episode. We cannot wait to hear for next week's episode. As always, this is Emily.
And this is Sandra.
And I'm Jess.
Bye.
See you in the next episode.
Hey guys, thanks so much for listening today. Please feel free to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at townmeetingpod or shoot us an email at townmeetingpod@gmail.com. We love to hear from you guys.